So that marathon is crazy. While driving up in here, it's like going right the same path that I'm taking to go to your house. So I'm riding right beside the Richmond Marathon the whole way up here, and it turns off right at the bridge. So it's not like right where it ends, I make that left, bam, I'm here. But man, what a night. First, I gotta give a shout out to my son, Kaven. He's gonna turn 24 on Monday, so we celebrate his birthday last night. Man, happy Veterans Day to all my veterans out there. I love you guys, Armed Forces. We all took the same oath to protect each other, fight for each other, no matter what walk of life we are. You know, it takes an extreme amount of courage to stand in that room and decide that you're going to put your life on the line for your country, regardless of how you feel about them individually, as a whole, as a unit. United we stand, divided we fall. Yo, that goes hard on so many levels, man. So happy Veterans Day to everybody. Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, I don't care, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, you mean Eagle Scouts, I don't care, I honor you. Y'all my people, I love you. And we got to talk about what went on last week, and we got a lot to talk about going forward. So coming to the stage, I got one of my co-hosts that normally ride shotgun with me, Mr. Kevin Harris. Yo, Kev.
Yo, what's going on?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Man, oh man, oh man. I'm so sorry I couldn't have you guys in here with me in the studio this morning. But next week, hey, things gonna be a little bit, we gonna be right back in here, having fun, kicking and talking about sports, you know how we do. But man, oh man, we do got a lot to talk about today. First, since Dad's gonna join me, we're gonna put a pin in wrestling and get back to that next week. I wanna talk about a couple of things that went on during this week that kind of got me a little bit upset. And I'm going to say the boxing one for the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Yes, we're going to talk about that, the Bud Crawford situation and how that's fair and unfair, but we're going to say that for Mark when he gets here. We got some basketball. And man, people talk about the bad stuff that AD does, but man, I seen him posterize dude last night. I was like, yo, he look like he 20 years old. However, I think the Lakers still lost that game.
No, they actually won last night.
They won?
Yep. Believe it or not, they did.
Oh wow! See, basketball is such fast paced. I watched like 8-9 games last night because my dad got. I was in the studio. Dad had NBA TV going on, and we was watching games on both of them, and all of them were like going back and forth. So it's kind of hard to focus on one of them. I know. Right. I know Houston won last night because they couldn't. The other squads just couldn't get right. They New Orleans just couldn't get right. You said the Lakers won. Boston looked good.
Yeah, they did.
Boston looked good. I think Charlotte and Washington went at it. How can you be impressed and unimpressed at the same time?
I can't really speak on this one because both squads are mediocre to me.
Yes.
To say the least. And, I mean, it's almost like, for one, you got, okay, Jordan Poole for starters. That's all you need to say about this one. I'm not impressed with him, period. But Charlotte, this one, I know that you could fall asleep on that one if you wanted to.
Yeah, I could have fell asleep on that. I mean, I could have fell asleep on that Houston New Orleans game.
Yeah,
they just a couple of people. They just, I don't know. I see Houston just throwing spaghetti at the wall and see what it sticks. I see New Orleans as just a team that they just need to break up. At the end of the day, this is not going to be the formula to win.
Well, funny thing is that Houston's on a 5-game winning streak right now because they started 0-3, then they won like 5 straight. The last thing I just checked, SportsCenter earlier. So they are like sneaky decent. So if you want to call it that.
Yeah, but that's got to, like, do with scheduling because NBA is just so fast-paced that a lot of teams get caught slipping on any given night. But what I saw this team last night, I can't get excited about it.
It's still early. We hadn't gotten in the first 2 weeks yet, so I could see why.
Yeah, I give them a couple of weeks. Brooklyn played somebody. Did they
play? They lost to Boston last night.
Brooklyn lost to Boston. Philly won last night.
Yeah, they beat the Pistons.
Last night I have a confession to make. Last night was the first night I actually saw all the new floor designs. I could not get Detroit's basketball icon to save my life going across the TV screen. I could not make that out for nothing. What I thought, I mean, it was black and orange. I didn't know what it was. I thought they were playing a G League team. Because I wasn't away from the camera. And of course, we couldn't, when we got two TVs going on, there's a party going on. There is no commentary. It's like a sports bar around here.
Oh, well,
geez. Yeah, and Roma would definitely have been jealous because Dad has this drink now called the Buzz.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I told my dad I was a designated driver. I'm not touching it.
Right.
Man, oh, man, my dad misses calling as a bartender.
Man.
He misses, man.
I wouldn't have seen that one coming.
No, you wouldn't have. Nobody who had the Buzz last night did. But once it kicked in, yes, it's one of those. It's a fantastic drink. It's smooth. It hits, and it has a little. For what I understand, it has a little build up to it, but at the end of the day, it's one and done. Mm-hmm. You only take them one. It's one of those one and done drinks.
Oh boy,
one hit a quitter. But anyway, I could not make it out. I had to get all the way up on the TV and realize that it was a basketball, and the top and the bottom was just cut off. So like they kind of abbreviated that old school symbol, whatever it is they try to put together. And it was just god awful ugly. I'm sorry. That thing was horrendous. That was atrocious.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
I got one for you. Now, this is part I can't stop laughing at this topic. And you know which one I'm about to get into. James Harden. I'm not just the system player. I am the system.
And he's 0-3.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was watching the games on the phone last night, too. On quite a few of them. Now, surprisingly, the Mavericks one did not have the in-season tournament logo. They just had a regular court.
What?
Strange enough, they did not have the in-season tournament logo on there last night. They just had a regular court. But Luka dropped 44. And the weird thing about this game was the Clippers was actually leading by 12 at one point early in the game, within the first 9 minutes, but then all of a sudden they just fell apart. So much so that Dallas was up by 32 at one point. Luka was just, you know, methodically destroying all of them. You know, it was too comical and bad to watch as a Clippers fan. You know what I mean? For a Clippers fan, yeah, it's like, I mean, even the second unit has more energy than the starting lineup, which don't really say much. But yeah, you sitting at 0-3. You know, this is like the one team. I mean, and that's the most overrated squad out of everybody right now. Is that? I'm sorry.
When has it ever been a good idea, or when has it ever worked out for a pro athlete that gives himself his own nickname? I just want to know. Yeah. When has that ever worked out?
I know.
Tell me the time.
And you got four dominant ball hogs at that.
And another thing is, yeah, just like you just said, on the ball dominance. When has the Harden Westbrook combination ever worked out? We've seen this show three times already. This is the third time. Mm-hmm. We've seen this in Oklahoma City. It didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Seen this in Houston. Mm-mm. Reunited and it feels so. No, it didn't happen. That didn't only last one season. Mm. Now both of them bounce around a couple of teams. They ain't gonna try to give him one more go around.
And notice how the teams that he left have been successful without him. Houston and Philly.
Yeah. Houston ain't been successful.
Well, right now they are. They're 5-3. So.
Yeah, they just recovering. He left that team in shambles.
Well, they're in a little better position than they were before. So
they had a championship squad. They had what's my guy's name? My dad loved him. Oh, the guy, he went to the Hawks.
Capella.
Yeah, Cliff Capella. Mm-hmm. You had him in the middle. You had a. And like it or not, you had an offensive system that'll score points. You had PJ Tucker there for a little while. You had Eric Gordon there. I mean, you had a squad. But once Harden left, all those pieces left.
It's a great day to be alive.
All those pieces gone. Left them dangling. Oh, coming to the stage, my other shotgun, Mr. Romar Smith. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing out there?
We doing pretty good. Well, I apologize. I got your call, but I was preoccupied because I was in the, I was driving to the studio running parallel with the Richmond Marathon. So yeah, it was too much multitasking that going on at that time. So shout out to everybody that's running the Richmond Marathon this morning. You know, I used to run track. Woo, that's a lot of running. My dad is at the mile 15, 16 marker of this 26 mile marathon. Boy, I swear I couldn't do it. I might do it one day though. So. Roma, We talking about some basketball going on.
Yeah.
What's going on in the basketball world from my street analyst? Give me your rundown of the NBA right now, my brother.
A lot of, from what I see right now, a lot of these super teams that's put together with all these star players, the chemistry for the winning, the chemistry ain't don't look too good to me. A lot of them are still like the Lakers, even though they pulled it off against the Suns, they both of them are 4-5 with loaded lineups. Like Kevin was talking about the other day, the lineup the Clippers got, you 0-2 with James Harden already. You haven't won a game with him yet.
0-3. NBA is 0-3. Now you say 0-2. We giving James Harden all his flowers.
Well, 0-3.
Yep.
And surprisingly, a lot of these young teams that's trying to build are looking good. The Detroit Pistons looking good. Dylan Brooks got the Rockets Houston looking good. Mm. I mean, you know, a lot of this young talent is really flourishing with these teams and stuff. But you know what I mean, right as of right now, I don't see no real cream of the crop team. Everybody gonna say Denver should be like that number one team. They don't look bad. They doing what you expect them to do.
All right, so
crazy to say, Philly look real good. They haven't lost a game since they're home since the open.
So they lost the first game of the season. They lost the first game of the season and never looked back.
Pretty much.
Wow.
I mean, say it crazy as it sounds, Tobias Harris is playing some of his best basketball right now.
Oh, we have a Tobias Harris sighting? Yeah, he's still balling?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. See,
he didn't step his game up. Mm.
Oh, we got Tobias.
He's been playing good. You know, and Maxie. What's his name?
Maxie's off the chain.
Oh yeah, I like Tyrese Max. Hey guys, we got another guest in the building. My man, Mr. Joseph Hickey. Yo, Joe.
What's up?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good.
Hey, so we talking about some NBA action going on. Yo, give me your take on the NBA right now.
It's interesting. I would say it's a lot of newcomers, a lot of guys, young guys, start to try to make a name out here. And you can see a lot of these old veterans, their time is waning. But it's interesting. It's very interesting.
All right, so everything San Antonio Spurs, I'm deferring to you. So you know, every time you come up here, we gotta talk about your Spurs, and especially from Victor Wembanyama. I saw some highlights of him last night. Number one, I don't like it when y'all go to these alternate color jerseys. I'm so used to seeing y'all in black, white, and silver. I don't really want to see the Spurs in any other colors.
Yeah.
But Wembanyama. Oh my. Hey, tell me what's going on with them. Give me your take right now. Tell me, because I'm referring to you on this. What I saw was exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting. Like I said the last time, I just feel like he Pop just letting them play, letting them find what they do and seeing what they're comfortable with. And he just giving them a lot of freedom that he don't usually do. He usually coach them hard and make them do certain stuff, and they fall off the line. He gonna let them know, but he's letting them play. He's really letting them play, and I feel like he's doing that to see what they can become and what they can do without him telling them what to do. Just to see, I would say next season, I feel like next season is when that coaching hard is going to happen. Like, he's not going to let a lot of that stuff slide and let them do certain stuff that he's letting them do. He's just letting them play to me.
So, Joe, would you say he's just letting them try? He's letting them, he's trying to figure them out while they trying to figure it out themselves?
Yeah, I think so. And I wouldn't put too much on that he's trying to figure them out. I would just say that he just letting them figure themselves out. Because I don't even think.
As a team.
Yeah, to see how they mesh. Because, you know, a lot of them just got together. And he wanted to see he wanted to see the pecking order. And he wanted to see how everybody is playing with Victor. And moving forward, like next season, he gonna have a system in place. He trying to see who they know, his number one, number two, number three, who is gonna get the rebounds. Cause you notice that they said there are multiple of them that start could be the point guard. Cause you see they got Shohan being a point guard a lot of times. And then they said Victor can be a point guard sometimes. And then you got Vassell and, you know, I feel like he wants to see who's going to be better at it.
Now, hold on, Joe. Now, Roma, I don't remember if I said this on the show or we was riding in the truck, but I alluded to the fact that I can't really define Victor Wembanyama's position. Whether he be a three or four or five or which, and I think we decided on he was a stretch five. Am I correct?
I call him a stretch five, but with everything of his game and the caliber of game that he got, I would say he really a three.
Yeah.
In my eyes, he a three.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got everything of a guard with his handle and all that, but he a three to me.
But see, this is my thing. I will go along with it, but I think Victor Wembanyama is one of those guys that's going to redefine how we think about basketball. He's going to, just like the phenomenon of the point forward came about with Scottie Pippen, I see something like that with Victor Wembanyama. It's going to be a new position redefined. I just can't.
Because
he has the ability to do too much.
When they came up with the point forward with Scottie Pippen, it was all about the defensive matchup.
Right. This might be about the offensive matchup.
Because you're looking at it. Back then, you know, point guard check point guard, all that, the map, you know, three small forward check small forward. You ain't getting no help. You ain't get no zone. It's all man all night. And it's kind of hard to defend a 6'9" point guard when you got a 6'2", 6'3" point guard checking.
Right.
Yeah.
So Phil came up with the concept. Hey, I'm going to put somebody on him. That's almost the same height as him, but Scotty was long.
Yeah.
And yeah. Scotty could run the offense.
He can run the offense. He can run the floor.
But you know what I'm saying? When he did that, it was basically for defense. And then he was like, you know what? Let Scotty bring the ball down on offense because now Magic got to check him too.
and he can shoot the three.
Yeah.
You know, it was a, and really, you said at first, he was a defensive nightmare. Now, just imagine you a 6'1", 6'2", point guard. And as soon as you inbound the ball, you got somebody 6'10", 6'10", you know, in your face. Cause he picked you up soon as you got the ball. And coming to the platform.
You see how the whole series changed after that first game.
Hey man.
LA won that first game. You see after that. And you see what happened.
Yes. Coming to the platform. I got my man, Mr. CJ Richardson. How you doing, brother?
Man, I need to, all I see is a big banner. I don't see nobody.
Yes, the, there you go.
Everybody have it.
Now, I'm kind of remote today. I'm the only one in the studio. Everybody else is remote from home.
Them raggedy houses, man. We don't care nothing about your wall dirty. You ain't got curtains on
the floor.
We don't care nothing about that. Pull up on me.
Pull up on? Oh, my.
On me.
Yeah, my arms. Well, WB will be here shortly. He had to run downstairs real quick. So when he shows up, that's when his on camera will be on.
I got you, big dog.
But we just sitting up here chopping it up with some NBA act, talking about the NBA. You know, give us your take on the NBA right now, CJ.
Trash. Man.
CJ told you it's football season.
I'm tired of the NBA already, man. What the hell? I just can't get with the NBA until 2 weeks left in the season. Because that's when people want to go for the rings and stuff. I don't like load management. I don't like switching teams. I don't like partnering up. I don't like shaking hands. I don't like the commissioner. I don't even like the play-in tournament floor. I don't like none of it.
You know,
I can understand two of his points right there. With the in-season tournament, it's confusing as hell to me.
Yeah. Man, I don't even know who's playing in the tournament.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't understand.
I'm like, what? Oh, that game, a tournament game. What the?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a better job explaining to the fans, man, because we don't know what's going on.
I'm like, what's the end game? What's the bragging rights? I mean.
Man. What, going to Vegas? That's about it.
What charity is benefiting from this? Can't.
This is a one and done. This
is and I'm definitely with you on that load management because we ain't even seen all the players that then teamed up play together.
Bruh.
And you're not going to sit here and tell me
everybody
they all injured. That's some BS. They are not all injured. We ain't seen Booker, Bill, and Durant play together yet.
Let's say it, man.
And I tell you, every week you turn around somebody.
Man, I watched that game last night. They got, right before the game started, they got Devin Booker coming into the stadium in a 6'4", pimped out in Phoenix colors and everything just to sit there and watch the game.
Yes.
Yeah, I want my money back.
You know, hey. LeBron got hurt and muscled through injury last night. He played a good game.
Yeah.
About time.
And then on top of it, a lot of these games, somebody be leading by 15, 20 points, and then the other team come back and win.
Yeah.
It's been happening a lot.
Oh, yeah. Within the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Like, nobody.
They don't play the whole four quarters.
My Spurs did it to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, y'all walk Phoenix down.
Twice in 2 days.
That's sad, man.
You know, over an hour ago, before I left the crib, right, I shared a clip of Gilbert Arenas saying the NBA and the media owes Allen Iverson an apology. Because
I tell you one person the NBA don't owe an apology, Gilbert Arenas. Take your gun ass having self. He make me sick because he got too much of an opinion on everything. He could have had 3-4 more years in the league, but now he want to get into a gunfight in the locker room.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He got to wear
and
that.
And the dude that he got in the gunfight with, he dead now.
It's sad, man.
Yeah.
And I used to like Agent Zero. You know what I'm saying? He won't never own any of my favorite teams, but the boy used to ball out, though.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was doing it. I mean, he was one of the very first ones before Steph Curry that had that green light to shoot it from half court.
Yes, sir.
I mean, let us try to do that on the basketball. Let us do that in the pickup game.
Yeah. You're on my team. I don't want you. All right.
But he was right on this one though. He said they owed Allen Iverson the apology because they gave him so much flack about that time he's missing practice. Allen Iverson ain't missed no games. He was always there, you know. If he was injured, he was injured. It wasn't no load management with Allen Iverson. But they gave him so much flack about practice.
That just shows you, like, when y'all be comparing LeBron to Jordan, that don't make that. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jordan, he played in his whole career. If he wasn't injured, he played every game.
Exactly.
Every game. When he was 38 with the Wizards, that last year, he started all 82.
Yep.
When they won the three-peat, the last three-peat, he played every game of the season, including the playoff, every game, for 3 years straight.
I seen something
when they was talking about something yesterday I came across where when Doug Collins became his coach in Washington. He said he tried to sit Mike down as much as he did to keep him playing from not playing a lot of minutes in the game is because he practiced so much.
Right.
And he still played 36.
We're buffering right now. I think Lamar was saying he still played 30 plus minutes a game.
Yeah.
But he'll be back after these messages. He'll be right back.
Hey, Romar, you still there?
He coming. He's somewhere stuck between his computer and the satellite.
He did spot in the backyard. Okay, so guys, it's 9:37. We gotta, and you know how it is when we get to talk about football. Football's gonna take the rest of the show. So we gonna recap our last week's games. Talk about who got it. Let's get into who got it wrong. So CJ,
I got it wrong.
Good game, my brother.
I picked the Cowboys over the Eagles, and for 59 minutes. And 49 seconds, I had a shot. I was on the 5-yard line going in, and we couldn't get it done. 6-yard line. And the right tackle said, I'm going to take the rest of the game off. Dak on his back, sack. Throw it over the head, boom. Hail Mary to the end, came up on the 4-yard line. Eagles won the game, man. But I'm going to tell you right now, from a fan's point of view, I had a watch party too, man. And that was one of the best games I've watched this year as far as like roller coaster. You know what I mean?
Agreed. Like,
that was an awesome game. My hats off to the Philadelphia Eagles. You beat my Cowboys. I usually smack talk every week, but I'm a football fan. I really love football. Yes. And just the fan experience of that game, even though we lost, I had a ball. I couldn't ask for no more on the same.
That game was so good. That game was so good that I caught myself being mad about stuff that the Cowboys did. When Dak stepped out of bounds on that 2-point conversion, I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
I ain't lying. I caught myself multiple times. I'm like, this game is good.
Yeah, it was a good game.
And in that game, what people cannot do is down Dak. He actually played good this game.
Yeah, he played pretty good, man.
Like the usual Dak that we know when you got to put the ball in his hands and he usually fold, he did not. That game was lost because I would say of the organization. I think Jerry Jones and the coach was the blame for that loss.
Yeah, that was a tough one right there. It was a good game though.
Yes, it was.
But
yes,
you know what, that one play, which I just knew where the guy had the touchdown, at first glance, I thought he got in. That's how hyped up I was, because I was like, I got lost in the moment like everybody else.
Yeah, that was a play for me.
I thought truly, CJ, he got in.
I would have gave it to him.
I thought he got in. I thought they was challenging to see if he actually caught it. I thought the ball touched the ground or something. And right. Then they played it back later, and I was like, oh, they're challenging to see if he got the ball across the line. I was like, oh.
We got burnt on every replay. Like, you know how some games you get the call, you don't get the call? We didn't get any calls that really mattered, because all of our scoring, the two-point conversion, that touchdown, we lost on replays. We lost both of them. You know, but it's part of the game. But here's the take. So one of the sportscasters said, okay, so in order for it to be a catch, you got to carry it all the way to the ground and secure the ball, which he did.
He said, but he did.
But the caveat is he caught it on his knee was down on the inch line. Mm-hmm. But had he already caught the ball? Because he didn't carry it all the way through and make the catch. So that's the fine print in the loophole. Where does the catch start? Where does the catch end? Because if it ends in the end zone, it's a catch. That's a touchdown. But if his knee is down, you think he's going to catch it, then we got to continue waiting. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I thought
he had it.
That's a loophole in the rule. And it's all a judgment call. And we already know once the officials rule, hey, it's not a catch, game over anyway. So we can go back and talk about it. But it was a pretty good argument, like, where does the catch start and where does it end? And where do you put the ball?
I get that.
And on top of it, you know how the calls are. If what they call it on the field, they need definitive proof to change it. And they changed it because they called it a touchdown.
Exactly. So I was like, that was that part two. Like, that was so close. How'd you overturn this one? But it is what it is. Eagles won the game. Y'all 8-1. Just go lose a few games. We'll catch up.
I can see this in the off season. Somebody's going to at least attempt to make pass interference calls reviewable. I can see that happening.
I think every play should be reviewable. Me personally.
Yes.
Well, the play is, but the penalty's not. It's the penalty that needs to be reviewed, because that's starting to happen more times than not. They see something wrong in the play but they can't do nothing about it because it's not in the rules. I can see that now. Yeah. Even if it doesn't work.
After the game over, you can see it. Yeah. Right. Okay.
So that's, I'm waiting for my dad to come on because he wants to say what's that, give his take on this game before I go to the next one. So dad, you ready?
In a second. Is my boy CJ on? Is CJ
he
on?
Right here. He's right here.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
I barely
can hear y'all.
I'm right here, WB. What's happening?
I don't know what my dad is doing. He is multitasking up here.
He just asked for me?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, because...
Because what?
I can't go to the next game until he gets on the mic. And he's right here on the other side of the studio doing something. I can't really see what he's doing, but he's telling me, hold on, get to this segment. Hold on, I'll be here in a minute.
Here he comes now.
I have to give the CEO the floor. I even have to do a drum. See what this man's making me do? I have to do all this because this is the CEO of the company. So I have to comply.
Right.
I have nothing to do with this. Oh.
Oh my God.
Turn the camera on so we can see him.
He's still getting his life together over there. So when I'm catching strays this week,
I don't know what's going on, y'all. Y'all done pooped the game already.
No, man. They, Romar, you back in the dial up connect age, because can't nobody figure out what you're saying. You got to come back in studio.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back in the studio next week. We'll be back in the studio next week.
I'm going to go get Romar. I'm going to send an Uber.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
He done put a Dallas jersey on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, really? I got it.
What's going on in there?
Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
Whole outfit on.
Yeah, that's right. I got a whole Dallas. Oh, is that my boy CJ?
That's him.
Hey, that's CJ, him. What's happening, bro?
Hey, what's happening with you?
I have nothing to do with this.
I put my cash deposit lamb jersey on.
Hey, if I owe you something, look like that. You see that?
Okay.
But if I owe you anything, get it from your son. Now what?
No. No. No, you gonna come and deliver my money. I want unmarked bills too.
What I ain't gonna do is what somebody tell me to do.
Oh, gotta, see,
if I see, owe you something, I don't have a problem playing.
Well, you know what? I really don't care, because the thing about it is that how about them Cowboys?
Actually, as a football fan, right?
Well, I'm a football fan too.
Yeah, I'm saying, as a football fan, you're the only guy that's laughing at the game. Everybody else really enjoyed it.
Well, I enjoyed the game. Okay. I didn't say that. But you know what I great pleasure is when those boys went down. See, that's the thing about it is. Cause you know I hate the Cowboys. You know I hate them.
You got 15 teams, man. Doesn't really matter. I don't even want to do this to you on your own show, but you bringing it on yourself.
No, you can talk all the crap you want.
The Cowboys lost the game, right? That's my team.
You can have them too.
Come back at you because you got 31 teams. There's nothing I can do. You win. Oh, no.
But you man, but I got great pleasure. Oh, when they went down, you know I hate them so bad. Hey, you know, but I am sporting your jersey. You see that?
Man, you know I can't see. I got cataract.
Yeah, you ain't got no cataracts.
Is that a lamb or is that an old school Mike
Irvin? Man, thank you. Yeah. Man,
this is a CD Lamb jersey brought to you by J&J.
That's right. That's exactly right. Get my camera straight here.
The Cowboys lost, so the WB, the CEO of the company, he done put a Cowboys jersey on. He got the hat on. You would think he was a Cowboy.
No, you know I hate the Cowboys. I put this on for you, brother. That's exactly right.
Hey, what's your address, man? I'm coming down there.
1412 Riverview Parkway.
I'll come down there. I can do that.
Yeah, come on down, bro.
What is it?
1412 Riverview Parkway.
1412 what?
1412.
Where is that at? Where's that near?
Well, if you kind of zip your lips for a second, I'll show you. I'll tell you. You're right there on the corner of Sims and Corden Avenue.
It doesn't matter where it is.
Hey, look here. I want $1 bills unmarked. Mm.
You gotta give them the people's eyebrows.
Hey, WB.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go right to the bank, man. I'm gonna say, look, 10 off a fresh stack.
Fresh.
Yeah, you want strip club money.
These don't so crispy for your WB. Man. If you go to pay for something, you might give them two at a time.
Hey, look here. Yeah, I know. No, but guess what? I'll peel them off. Well, here you, what in the hell can you buy for $10 these days anyway?
I know you can get a ticket to see CJ Richards.
and from what I heard, it's a heck of a show.
And you know, that's a hell of a segue there. But no, I put
this going up.
And no, I put this on just for you, CJ. I asked Milo this morning. I said, "Is CJ gonna be on this morning?"
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, at least I know you don't run for nothing.
Oh no, I ain't no need to run it, man. I owe you $10, man. All I got to do is get these ones and come on to you.
Man, look here. Come on, Batman. Love to have you in studio. Love to have you here, man.
I'm gonna come through next week because we're gonna put 50 on the Giants. So,
okay.
Uh-oh.
Y'all see the odds in that
game? Okay. All right now. All right. See what's happening. See what's going on. Yeah. But the thing about it. Yes,
and
I do.
I got Jacksonville to beat San Fran. Anybody get some of that too?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
To be honest, ever since they played y'all, that was their Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think they trained the whole offseason just to play y'all. For real.
They can't lose four in a row. They can't lose four in a row, though. They can't.
Who, Jacksonville?
No, nah, San Fran. They just can't. Debo's coming back healthy. He ain't been healthy.
Debo ain't healthy. He just coming back.
Mm-hmm. He ain't got no injury designation. They still a little banged up at right tackle. What's it called, Williams?
Left tackle. Trent Williams.
But they can't lose four in a row, man.
All that dancing and that daggone big box stereo before the game, and that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
He out there dancing and stuff. You bouncing 300 on that little weak ankle.
Yeah, weak.
I can. And has Brock really been exposed?
Yes, what you mean?
I would say so.
I don't think.
What you mean? Has he been exposed?
I don't think he's been exposed. This is who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, is he on where do you got him as far as ranking? Where you got him ranked now as a quarterback? Like top tier, middle tier, bottom tier?
I think he's a solid quarterback, but I still don't think he ain't showed that. If they're losing, that he can make a difference. He needs them to be winning. He needs that defense to play, and for them to get the turnovers
and his key and weapon, all that,
so he can have leverage. I ain't seen him show that he gonna take over the game.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal with Brock Purdy, and it's the deal with every quarterback. But we just make a bigger deal depending on who he is, who the quarterback is. And what's the team they play for? See, when you win it, you're the next big thing since sliced bread. Okay? But when you start losing, then they start picking you apart. Here's the deal with the San Francisco 49ers. Their wide receivers create separation, and I can throw some of these passes.
Yep.
When those guys are not there, he can't throw into them tight windows, and we've seen it.
Exactly.
Okay. Point blank, period.
Cause when they was giving him all that praise, a lot of those replays of his highlights, those guys was wide open.
Yes, they were.
Bingo. Yeah.
Okay,
wide
so.
Wide open.
So.
Oh, yeah, you put it in the air.
Okay. Speaking of, WB will be back shortly. I got a question for y'all. Brock Purdy or Joshua Dobbs? Who you got?
That was an interesting question.
It really is not, because we still have to base it on wins and losses. You know, so right now it is, I would give to Purdy because of wins and losses. He still only lost three games in his career.
Yeah, I mean, I give a slight edge to him.
Right, because that's all we got.
Well, yeah, based on the eye test per se, right.
Right.
You know.
But Dobbs really hasn't had a lot to work with, though. I mean, he was in the air. We talking about, you know, from Arizona and Minnesota. The Vikings ain't as talented as, the 49ers. And we darn sure know the Cardinals ain't as talented as the 49ers.
Right, but let's not go over the top. Because Josh Dobbs, they won one game with him. He just came in. And he only won a couple, but one game with Arizona, he beat my Cowboys. But the point is now, he's getting a lot of PR, but he ain't no world beater. As soon as they get film on him, he'll be back to normal too.
I understand that.
Until Josh Dobbs gets with a team that's really going to build around him, because he does have some attributes that you like in a quarterback. He has good intangibles. But right now, they're kind of shopping him around like a journeyman.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Yeah. So
you see what I'm saying? So no team is really his, you know. That's my biggest problem with him. No team is really his. He's just like the next guy. Somebody got hurt. Here comes Josh Dobbs. He ain't the guy.
Right. So the way we broke down Brock Purdy, so it just kind of made me that analysis. They just brought up that question. Are they the same? Or, I mean, are they in the same tier? Because I'm starting to think more of that. They are in the same tier. Now, Brock Purdy clearly is a better thrower of the football. I would give Brock Purdy that all day.
Now, are you saying that because Purdy's on the losing streak?
No. It's just we starting to see more of his abilities. We're getting more film on him. It ain't got nothing to do with Will's loss. It's his ability to play quarterback. That's all that is. So we got WB coming back here. It's 9:56. So we got to get into this week's NFL picks.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
All right. And here we'll bring Romar back.
Oh, my God.
That's right. All right. I'm back. I had to do a wardrobe change.
Go and give the people that gave you the uniform. Go and give them that shout out to the company. What's that company name again?
Shout out to J&J.
That's right. Oh, I got CJ. I got some more in the closet, too.
I believe you.
Yeah. Wardrobe is brought to you by J&J 3302 Williamsburg Road, Supreme Flea Market. Tell us you'll be on IAM Studio W Central.
You know, as a matter of fact, I should go over there and put my Pittsburgh Steelers jersey on.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I got all Ravens. Who else?
Oh, WB, I know you got the whole NFL in the car.
Speaking of the Steelers, you know, your lovely daughter, Nikki B, and I had a conversation last night when I was taking her home.
And
I may have known that next time I pick their Steelers to win, they better win.
Okay. All right.
I'm sick and tired of picking these Steelers to win. Whenever I pick the Steelers to win, they lose. All right. Whenever I pick them to lose, they win.
Well, keep picking them to lose then.
We're going to see this week. I told our picker Steelers to win this week. They bet not lose.
Uh-oh. Who are they playing this week?
It doesn't matter who they play this week.
But actually, you know, I got a question for the panel. Do you think the Steelers are overachieving this year?
No.
Not really.
That defense is nasty.
That defense is nasty. They just can't score enough points, in my opinion.
They 5-3.
I do think they're overachieving because you got to realize the definition of overachieving is winning more than you lose. Nobody expected them to be a team this year. So whether the defense is playing good or bad, you can still overachieve.
Yeah.
I think they're overachieving.
I do too.
They were like a year away. I thought they were a year away from being halfway decent, but they just before the curve right now. So they're playing better than we expected. Or is the division weaker than we thought? Because Cincinnati started off a little slow.
Yeah. I think for some reason people keep underestimating that coach. I think that's what it is. Mike Tomlin is no joke. He's never had a losing season, has he?
Nope.
Never. And you know, you have to get the organization. You spoke of organizations earlier. You've got to get that Steelers organization credit. Because see, their coach is not in a carousel or in a revolving door.
No, they're not.
They are loyal to their coaches.
No, that's one of the most secure coaching jobs you can have if you ever been a Pittsburgh Steelers coach or something.
That's
they
right.
Don't just up and fire. They don't jump ship on their coaches for real.
I know WB is committing blasphemy right now, though.
He committing blasphemy.
You giving props to the Steelers wearing an Eagles jersey? They'll kick you out of football for that. They will kick you out of football for that. Because in Philadelphia, they don't play that mess. In Pennsylvania, they don't play that mess. You're going to be one way or the other. You ain't going to be both.
Mm-mm. You're absolutely right about that. That's why he's doing it here.
Go ahead and put the Steelers stuff on.
He might have the Steelers gear next week.
I've got steals upstairs. I got a couple of them. Matter of fact, I've got a John
Jones. There's no NFL upstairs.
You're right.
I told you got the whole 32 team in there.
And that's why I got two clauses.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wait, you got one for the AFC and the other for the
AFC. That's right. Oh, man. That's something else I'm proud of, too. Hey, Kev, am I still in third place out of all the, I think I'm in third place there still.
Yeah, let me check real quick. You still right up there.
Okay. Man, I had dropped a notch because I had gotten up to second place, but that's all right.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. I got the Steelers over the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nikki B. Mickey.
Don't say a word, Scott. Don't say a word.
Oh, man.
All right, I won't. I'll leave it alone.
Okay.
I got Steelers over the Packers.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm going with Steelers too. What more who you got?
I'll take Pittsburgh.
Alright.
Okay.
CJ, who you got?
I'll take the Pittsburgh.
All
right. Are we mailing this one in?
I think so.
Basically.
Sound like it.
All right. Heard that, Nicky, right? We all... Okay. Patriots and the Colts.
Ah, man. Do we have to?
Yes, we have
to. And it's a 9:30 game again.
It really don't matter where they playing. I hate both of them.
Oh, it's in Germany, actually.
Oh, Lord. That's even worse. Oh, my goodness.
Give me the Colts.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Give me the Colts too. Give me the horseshoe.
Who they playing?
The Colts and the Patriots.
And I hate both of them real bad, but I think I hate them.
I can understand why. I can agree with you, WB.
Man,
I'm going with New England.
Uh oh. He's going for the. He's trying to get that.
I'm take New England.
He's trying to get those 5 points. That's what he's trying to do.
All right, CJ's on you.
Yeah, I'm going to New England, too. I need points, too.
Woo!
Woo!
All right. This was a trap game.
Which one? Who is that?
The Texans and the Bengals.
Oh, I'm taking the Bengals.
I'm not, man. CJ Stroud been balling.
He has been.
CJ Stroud been slinging that. This is going to be a shootout.
As a matter of fact,
potential of being a shootout.
You know, as a matter of fact, they doing better than I thought. Because you know they Texans. They've been in the gutter for how many years now?
For a long time.
Forever. Oh my goodness!
I mean, ever since Deshaun Watson left.
Yep, and they're playing in Cincinnati.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I'm taking the Bengals.
All right, now keep in mind, WB, T. Higgins is out and Jamar Chase is questionable.
Yeah, boy, I'm still taking the Bengals. I'm still taking the Bengals.
Hold on.
It don't matter.
All right, CJ, who you got?
Bengals.